Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Avodah Zarah. We are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah is a base of Samach, the base of Avodah Zarah. If someone's house was next to a base of Avodah Zarah, meaning his house and base of Avodah Zarah had a wall that was adjacent, you know, that they both used, v'nafal, and the wall fell down between them, asur livnosa, you're not allowed to rebuild it because you're rebuilding a space for the Avodah Zarah. Ketzad yasa, so what do you do? So konis b'toch shalo arba amos, you need to go 4 amos further into your own property. Upon it, and you build a wall there, because then that wall is purely yours and has nothing to do with the base of Zarah. If the land that the wall stood was part yours and part belonging to the Avodah Zarah, nidon mechsal mechsa, then you treat it as half yours and half his. So you measure the 4 amos from the halfway point of the wall. Avanav etzav afaro metam b'sharet, the stones and the wood and the dirt that fell in that wall are metame like a sheretz. Shenemar shaketz tishaktenu, because Avodah Zarah is treated like a sheretz, has the tumah of a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva Omer kenida. Rabbi Kiva says it's metame like a nida. Shenemar tizrim kamo dava tzei tomar lo, that you scatter them like a nida, and you'll tell it leave tzei tomar lo. You say get out of here. Ma nida metame b'masa, and that means that just like a nida is metame even b'masa, even if you don't touch it, you just carry it in a bag. Af Avodah Zarah metame b'masa. So Avodah Zarah that's carried around, even if you don't touch it, is also going to be metame. Mishnah Zayin. Shlosha batim him. There are 3 types of houses that are usher because of Avodah Zarah. Ba'isha bani mitchil Avodah Zarah, a house that was built to be used as an Avodah Zarah, Hareza Asr. That's for sure Asr, because it was meant to be used as an Avodah Zarah, so there's nothing you could do to undo that. Siyadu Bikiru Avodah Zarah. Then there's a house that wasn't built for an Avodah Zarah, but it was redecorated for the sake of Avodah Zarah. V'chidesh, and you added something to it, or the guy added something to it. So notal mashachidesh, just take away whatever he added to it, and then you're allowed to get Hanar from the house. And then the third type of house is Hichnas Lutocha Avodah Zarah. A house that they brought an Avodah Zarah into it. So the building of the house or the redecorating the house was not for Avodah Zarah, but they brought an Avodah Zarah into it. Votzia hareza mutter. Once you take the Avodah Zarah out, it's going to be mutter. Shalosh avanim hein. There are 3 types of stones when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Evan shechatzav metchil lebimus, a stone that they originally chiseled out to serve as a bimus for an Avodah Zarah, as like a stand for an Avodah Zarah. Harezu asur. That is asur. Siyada v'kira l'shem Avodah Zarah, if they decorated the stone a little bit, they put some sid, some plaster on it, or some other decorations on it for the sake of Avodah Zarah, v'chidesh, or they added something to the stone, then notam ashchidesh, and just take off whatever they added to it, and then it becomes mutter. Hamidah l'Avodah Zarah, if they did nothing to the stone, they just plopped an Avodah Zarah on top of it, so v'silka, as soon as they remove the Avodah Zarah, erezim muteras, then it becomes mutter. Similarly, shalosh asherus hein, there are 3 types of asheru trees, ilan shenatom utchil l'shem Avodah Zarah, a tree that was planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, Hareza Asr. That's totally Asr. Gedol pistol shem Avodah Zarah. If the tree was not planted for Avodah Zarah, but it was cut or was pruned for the sake of Avodah Zarah, the hechlif, and some new branches grew, notal masha hechlif. You just take off the new branches. Hemitachta Avodah Zarah. If the tree physically itself was not used for Avodah Zarah at all, except they put an Avodah Zarah under it in the shade of the tree, ubitla, and then they took the Avodah Zarah away, Hareza Mutter. Then that's going to be Mutter. Which is the Asherah tree that we're talking about? Kol sheyesh tachtah Avodah Zarah is category 3. It's anything that had an Avodah Zarah under it. So the Tanakhama holds that the tree is mutter once you take the Avodah Zarah out. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol she'ovdin osa. Rabbi Shimon says any tree that they worshipped, but a tree with an Avodah Zarah under it is not even called an Asherah tree, and even if the Avodah Zarah is still there, you're allowed to use that tree. Umaisa beside the Milan she'ovdin osa. There was a story in Sidon where there was a tree that was worshipped, umitzot tacht of gal, and they found a pile of rocks under it. So I'm learning Rabbi Shimon said, "Batku es hagal hazeh, go check into this pile of rocks." Batku, and they checked the matzu batzura, and they found a little getchka. So I'm learning Rabbi Shimon said, "Hol l'tzura hinovdin, since they were worshipping that tzura and not the tree, not to lehenasi ilan. The tree is totally mutter. You don't have to worry about the tree." So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Vav we said that someone who shared a wall with an Avodah Zarah, and the wall fell down, so you have to rebuild it 4 amos further into your own property, and you measure those 4 amos from a halfway point to the wall if you shared that wall. And then we had a machlokas, how tameh are the stones and the dirt from the wall that was for an Avodah Zarah? Is it only as tameh as a sheret, or is it tameh like a nida that's metameh b'masa as well? And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that there are 3 levels of batim, 3 levels of avanim, and 3 levels of trees when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Things that are initially formed for the Avodah Zarah are always going to be aser. Things that are improved for the Avodah Zarah, you take away the improvement and then they become mutter. And things that were just used for an Avodah Zarah nearby, as soon as the Avodah Zarah is removed, it's going to be mutter. And then we said that third category of tree where they just had an Avodah Zarah under it is in fact a machlokas tanoim. Some say that while the Avodah Zarah is there, you're not allowed to benefit from it, whereas others say no, there's nothing wrong with the tree, it's just the getchka underneath it that's a problem, so you're allowed to use it even while the Avodah Zarah is there. Next time we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Ches.